That means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Miserable.
Why?
My package is still on a magical mystery trip.
Unbelievable.
Even after speaking to someone. So, folks, if you have to send something, use UPS or FedEx. Don't use the United States Postal Service. They're inept.
All right. After that, is there any sports to talk about?
Not much. Jim Bouton passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Ball four. He had a house up in this region.
Did he?
Yeah. I think it was in, just over the border of Massachusetts, but it might have been in Canaan or Salisbury. Yeah, he had a house up here. Yeah. Well, he certainly did change the face of baseball. Not necessarily with his pitching.
No, it'll. Few other things.
His book. What was it, Ball Four?
Ball Four, yeah.
Well, it was a groundbreaking book. That's all we can say about it. Players certainly didn't like it.
He played in some of the men's leagues I was in, but I never played against him.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, Jim Bouton, another one gone.
80 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, there's not much else really other than that, because baseball, does baseball start tonight or tomorrow?
There's only one game today, so it starts again tomorrow. They extended the vacation for extra time this time. Usually Thursday they picked it up, but now it doesn't start until Friday. Like I said, there's only one game tonight. And do you remember that day when Bo Jackson ran up the wall after he made a catch?
Yep.
That was in 1990. That was almost 30 years ago today.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Almost 30 years ago. Uh-huh. Wow.
A true two-sport player. He was a true big-time two-sport player.
It's an unfortunate thing because he was an all-star in both, and because of his injury, he's not getting any close to any Hall of Fame because of the longevity that he didn't have. But
when he played,
he was the best two-sport player I've ever seen.
Bar none. I mean, Deion Sanders was okay, two sports, but Michael Jordan, not so good in baseball, but still. But this guy was all pro in both sports.
Yep. Yep. He's the best athlete I ever seen.
All right. Well, I guess if we don't have anything else to talk about, we could talk about Saratoga.
Yep, we'll go there today.
Yeah.
It opens up today. I don't think it's going to rain up there. So, we're going to go to the fourth race today. It's a $35,000 claimer on the inner turf going 1 mile for non-winners of three lifetime. And the horse that I'm picking today is named after the United States Post Office and my postal package. It's the 5 horse, Go Silently. As my package is going silently somewhere on a trip again, that's the 5 horse in this race. Kendrick Karamush is up. This horse hasn't been out since November, but training very well at Belmont. This horse has early speed, could be the lone speed of this race going the mile, and on the inner turf, especially at the beginning of the meet, at Saratoga, speed's very, very good. So my play of the day at Saratoga is in the fourth race today, goes off about 2:45. That's the 5 horse, Go Silently.
That's the play of the day at Saratoga.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully it's a winner.
We'll try. Right. That's all we can do.
That's all you can do is just try.
Put it this way. I'll have more winners than that chance of that postal package getting to where it's supposed to be.
That's amazing. Trapped.
And this is after speaking to somebody, them saying, yep, I'll take care of it. It's still in the loop. Good job.
All right. What else is there? I mean, God, you know,
there's nothing else.
I'm looking at the sports news, and there's sports news, but it's just too depressing to go to.
I don't even know of any.
That's why it's depressing. I think they're just filling it because there's not much else to talk about. I saw a story: a former NFL player has a kidney transplant, but
laughing at it, folks.
No.
It's just that.
Yeah,
they're scraping the bottom there.
Yeah. And then there's another story, and I want to click on this to see, because I got a feeling who they're talking about, but let me see. Yeah, Jared Lorenzen, remember the big backup quarterback for the Giants.
He died like a couple weeks ago.
No, not well, the last week he died. He tried to give his friends an edge during the 2007 Super Bowl versus the Patriots. He tried to tell them that the Giants were going to win. But this guy, remember how big he was? They actually used him as a running back in one play. Down by
he was like a balloon.
Yeah, and then when he got out of football, he kept ballooning and basically died of complications of diabetes. 38, man.
That's a shame.
38. Gosh. Anyways, he was a funny guy. He was a pretty decent quarterback in what was it, Division II college? I mean, he was
being – I played for Kentucky.
Kentucky. He was pretty decent. But, man, that's the bad thing about it. You're out of shape, and you leave the NFL, and you're even more out of shape, and you're in big trouble. Any sport, actually, I guess, if you don't really keep yourself in tip. Look at John Daly. Now, I know you don't like golf, okay? But John Daly, who I love to follow because he brings out crowds to golf tournaments like Tiger Woods, okay? But because he has never taken care of himself on these events, and he's got arthritis, he has to apply to use a cart to get around. And sometimes they let him, and sometimes they don't. Like at the Open coming up this, I think it's this weekend or next weekend, they're not going to let him use a cart, so he can't play. But when you do go see him at a golf tournament, he is fun to watch. That's all you can say, because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he better take it easy at the table, too, because he'll eat himself out of baseball.
Yeah, he's a big kid. I mean,
he's only 20 years old. He weighs 250 pounds. He's playing third base. That's not a good combination.
Yeah. It's bad for the knees, And when your knees go in baseball,
you're shot.
You're shot. I mean, your arm goes, you're shot, but your knees, you can't even be a designated hitter when your knees go.
Nope.
Just ask Mark McGwire. All right. Well, I guess that's it for our sports report for this morning.
Yeah, it was short today.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If the package doesn't arrive tomorrow, we're going to start a pool. And see if we can win somebody money and when the package will arrive.
It'll never arrive. We'll all be gone by the time that shows up.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Conzie with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.